Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Everyone, I just noticed another one of my cats snuck in the room. And okay, so I'm not sure what we got going on here, but two of the cats don't get along. I think
Oh,
we've
so we
discussed
might have
this.
a cat party. Is that what you're saying?
So if my screen goes off and I go silent, it's because I'm breaking up a cat fight.
All right.
Like,
But
oh,
that could
look
be
who
lots
just
of other
came in right
things.
as we went live. Great.
They'll be fine. Look at all the high energy that we're this whole
They're
group is.
loving it.
They're
They
going to
just
be.
want to come in and be part of the vibe.
That's why they're there. Exactly.
Yeah.
They're
They're bringing in
very
all that
excited.
Lyran energy. Yeah.
Absolutely. Also, shout out to Tiffany, who is our moderator. And yep.
Hello.
She got off real quick.
I'm off.
Oh goodness. Okay, so Happy New Year, everybody. We're in it. We're in the new year, so here we go.
Yay!
Yeah, so what's the new energy all about,
How's
Tracy?
it going? Well, the thing that I was watching for the energy update for tonight is that it's basically what people would do anyway for New Year's, and it's like an affirmation. But she was saying, talk to your chart, talk to your chart. You know, it's like, and we're manifesting and creating right now, you know, and for this new year. And think about this. Collectively, we go into what do we want for the new year? We do it every year, and it opens up this portal because it is a massive energy globally where we all put in these intentions, right? And so these are one of the few little moments where globally we're doing things in a like-minded kind of setting.
Right.
So we have this manifestation portal opening up where we want to create things. And so talk to this gal was saying, talk to your chart or talk to that future piece and tell it what you want. So do that, you guys. Just start thinking, what do I want for 2025? Who do I want to be? What do I want to create? How much money do I want to make? What do I want to be? Do I want to change careers? And what does that look like? And so talk to your now and talk to your future self and tell it what you want. Lay it out there.
Cool.
I was just telling the girls before we logged on that I just had a crazy manifestation. We needed some new tires over here for a vehicle. And I was like, I don't want to have to travel outside, you know, like go very far. So I was like, come on, universe, bring it to me in like a 10-mile radius and preferably in my hometown. And I want it in this dollar amount. And today I just logged on to Facebook and went to Marketplace and they were the first set of tires that popped up. And I was like, well, that's within the radius. And I messaged them to make sure that it was the right fit. And I said, I think I want these. This is where I'm at. And he goes, oh, well, that's actually where I'm at too. And so he loaded the tires up and brought them over to my house and stacked them in my garage for me. And I'm like, you
Can't
can't do it better than that.
no, you can't at all. Because I think you said he was like a block away or something.
Yeah, at that. He was just one street over from me. So he loaded them up in his truck and brought them over and put them in my garage for me. I'm like, thank you. Cause my son that needed them was actually at work. And so I didn't really have anyone to unload them, but I was like, I don't want to let these slip away, you know. I don't want to lose the opportunity waiting for him to get home to do it. So it
There
all
you
worked
go.
out. Anyways, these are the kind of things. This is an example, and I'm sure it happened today so that I would remember to say, listen, this is what we're creating. What do you guys
Exactly.
want? And how do you want it to happen? And look, they even added a couple of little pearls to it. Like the guy brought them over to my house, unloaded them into my garage. I didn't even have to touch a tire. So it's like
It's probably
pretty
in
cool.
somewhere. It was like, I really don't want to have to deal with this as far as doing all that part of it. Because
Yeah.
really, all the things, because you were telling me before, all the specific details, and those details were indicating that you didn't want to be doing all the work
Yeah.
to hug them and do all that. So, yeah.
Exactly. And so before we carry on with this, did you already tell people to let us know
No,
on the phone?
I
Oh,
realized I
the
had before whenever we went into energy.
We just were so excited.
I think you guys already know what to do, but be sure and tell us where you're from. Really important. Shine your light on the grid. And also, this is for you to see where each other is from so you know that you're not alone. That's a really vital thing right now. You need to know you're not the only one out there that's having the thoughts that you are, and
Experiences and the
yeah, ex exactly, the experiences and all the things that are going on, because there's a lot going on. And sometimes it can feel a little lonely if you think you're it. So when you come here, you're not alone.
not alone. No, and I have a confession. I told you guys all I'd put up a banner on my YouTube, and you guys, I'd put up a little video and you guys could post your questions there. And I apologize to anyone that went there to look for it. It was kind of a crazy holiday week,
Yesterday was Tracy's birthday.
and I may have had a birthday in there, and I was running around a lot, and it just slipped my mind to even, because I know it would have only taken me a couple of minutes, but it just slipped my mind. I totally forgot. So I apologize, and I will do better. In 2025, it's going to get there.
All
Going to
good.
put it up for you guys. But yeah, and remember that these are questions for the metaphysical hour for this particular show for Julia and I. So make them
And
a
people that aren't here
thingy.
live,
Yeah, the it's
preferably, because
not.
you can't make it.
Yeah, it's not meant to be readings and psychic and all that. It's
Right.
I just want to say thank you to the producer who's wishing me a happy birthday. So anyways, yeah, if you guys have questions for us, please run over to whatever thing you're watching this on, which is hopefully my YouTube page,
Mine
or mine,
or
or
mine.
and the competition continues between Julia and I, but we also have it running on three or four different Facebook pages. If you're on Facebook, just open it up into its full version, put your question on there. But how do we want you to put your question on there? Well, we want Tiffany to know, because Tiffany, she's our moderator and she's our gorgeous goddess in the sky that her voice comes through and she asks the questions. So we want to get her attention. So we want you to put Tiffany in capital letters. You can use emojis. You can call her sweet, pretty names. It's all good. You know we do. And so emoji that thing, put her name on it, ask your question. She will get to as many of those as she can for us, and we will get to as many answers as we can. So that's how you get them to us.
Absolutely.
Right. Do you think we got enough where are we froms to get her going?
Probably. Yep.
Oh, great. Tiffany, goddess of the sky. Where's everyone
Well,
from?
first, everyone is wishing you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank
Oh, that's
you.
a fun thing too. We are in a 9 year.
Yes.
That and when I was looking that up, that was really some cool things. And then of course it was my birthday, so I was looking up my personal year, which is a 3 year. Anyways, go do your numerology. You just Google it online and ask for how to do that. We don't need to
Yeah,
tell you.
definitely
Sorry.
9 years about completion and then renewals. I mean, rebirth. Yeah, it's like ending things, finishing things off that you've been working on maybe for a long time. They're finally done. You're at completion. And then
And it's endings, new beginnings, blessings. Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a pretty cool year. So, all right, Tiffany, I'm so sorry I cut you off. Go ahead.
are you sure? I'm just kidding. No, it's fine. All right. So we have North Carolina, Australia, Missouri, South Carolina, California, New York, Canada, Michigan, Ohio, Arkansas, Oregon,
Hey, we're back to back.
we
Woo.
are
Illinois, Iowa, Florida, New Zealand, Georgia, UK.
Imagine the graph that you're seeing. I mean, just kind of pin these points and you'll see a graph forming.
Yeah.
Costa Rica, Norway,
Ooh. Oh, fun.
Minnesota, South Carolina, I think I already said that. Washington.
My neighbor.
Very cool.
A lot of
Very
happy birthdays. Sorry, I'm getting through the happy birthdays.
Thank you.
And Happy New Year's.
Yes.
Yay. Yes. Happy New Year.
It's happy time.
Oh,
It's your
hello from
happy.
Banks, Oregon.
Yay. Banks is in the house.
Oh, we have an
Yay.
Idaho.
Yay. Idaho, another neighbor.
Malaysia.
Not a neighbor.
Not a neighbor.
Honolulu, Estonia, New Jersey. Okay, sorry, those aren't normal, so I just wanted to throw them out there. I'm done.
Yeah, thank you. That's and thank you, everyone. This is so cool. I love them.
Honolulu just made me want to go to Hawaii. What
I know,
about
I
you?
was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
It's like raining here, and it's like I'm ready for sunshine and beaches and
Yeah, it's getting cold here. We're going into the deep freeze here, so.
yeah, the Arctic of Arkansas.
Arctic saw. I love that. Yeah, I was trying to. Yeah, that's what you were doing.
Saw.
Yeah, the Arctic in Arkansas. It could be the Arctic saw.
All right.
Anyway,
And
go.
sometimes I want to apologize for the goofiness that you have to endure when you tune in, but not today. I think it's fun.
Yeah, I mean, no, there's something with that. Okay, we thank you. Yeah, bringing that up. So we're both picking up on it. Sometimes we get comments. I'll just be truthful. Sometimes we get comments about you, girl, you ladies just laugh all the time, and that's just so silly. I don't understand. I can't even sit through this. This is ridiculous, and blah blah blah. And it's like, you know, we're just being ourselves, and we live. This is our world. All this world of metaphysics, and I feel like, you know, when you're really, if you're being, we're just being ourselves. Like I said, it's authentic. We enjoy each other, we love people, and we are just, you know, it's not something. Metaphysics can be serious. Metaphysics can be a deep subject, but it's not something that has to be downtrodden and heavy and very, very serious. I mean, it can be a deep subject, but you don't have to be so serious about it. I mean, when you're living it, sometimes the joy and the humor is the best way to actually make the point.
Well, and they tell us, they being our benevolent ones that come through in QHHT
Yeah, our
sessions and all that,
guidance.
if you ask in a QHHT session what's the best way to reach the fifth dimension or new earth, they're going to tell you laugh, play, be childlike, and
Yeah,
love people.
yeah.
And
Remember
so,
the
hey.
joy. They always say you forgot the joy. You forgot to have fun. Remember the joy.
Yes. Yeah, and those are the regrets, you know, when people go into the end of life or whatever, and they're looking back and they will say, I wish I would have had more fun. I wish I would have taken those chances. I wish I would have, you know, took that leap of faith. Because, you know, in hindsight, you can look at it and go, oh, well, what was the worst that could have happened? You know, it's like
Exactly.
you
Yeah.
realize as you get older that you're going to be okay. And I think that's probably why, as we get older, it's probably a little easier also to take some of those leaps of faith because we realize we've had a few trials and we realize, you know, whatever happens, we're going to be okay.
Gonna be okay no matter what. You're always gonna be
And
okay.
when I
Might not
take
be what
those
you
scary
expect.
ones,
It might not be
yeah.
what you expect, but it's gonna be okay.
Yeah. And I'm going to say one of my big leaps of faith was QHHT. And quitting my job to do this full
Oh my
time.
gosh,
And
yes.
that was huge. And Julia was there for me for that. And she saw my sweat rolling off my face. And literally, though, because we were in Arkansas and it was hot. But
Was hot.
was hot. But it changed my life in so many great ways because I took that leap of faith and I quit
Yeah.
sitting on that teeter-totter doing the, well, if it's meant to be, then it's going to happen. If it's meant to be, it's going to happen. Well, at some point we got to make a decision on what side of that teeter-totter we want to be on and go for it. And that's really what happened. I told that story this week, actually, where, you know, I was literally sitting there going, I want to go to my level two and I want to take that class. And you know, and I was talking, Julia and I were friends at that point because I'd had her on my show, my little podcast that I was doing at the time, and we had connected, and she'd coach me as much as she could through my panic and fear, and
Hey, we did it for each other.
we did. And you know, and then it took one of my, I went to the beach for a weekend with a couple of girlfriends, and one of them said, "Well, if you want to go, then why are you letting anything stop you?" And I was like, well, I mean, if I'm supposed to go, won't the resources and everything show up? And yet I didn't quite grasp that whole manifestation thing yet. I didn't commit, so the universe couldn't commit. And so she said, well, if it were me, if I wanted to go as bad as it sounds like you want to go, I would sleep in my car, I would hitchhike, I would do whatever it took to get there. And that just was like a switch. And so I was like, you're right. I got to have that kind of determination. And as soon as I did, everything started landing into place, including a rental car that I got. I don't even know how I got it. I think it ended up being some foreign site that I even went through, which is scary to do. And I end up with this rental car for the whole week for like $130. And everyone's going,
Really
how did you
reasonable.
do that? How did you do that? They paid that much just for a shuttle. I was like, I don't know. I don't. And like, I'm telling you guys, they will come through for us when we lock in on what we want. What do you want? And that was part of my manifestation of creating this reality. And that really does work. What is it that you want? Why do you want it? Why do you want it? And, start looking at those things, break it down.
Absolutely.
Here we are. Yeah. A lot of life changes in that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What
You
was
know,
that?
and I
Number or
think,
something.
and the other thing, like when you went full time or when you left your other job and you
Yeah.
came full time over into this metaphysical world, you know, everything, and you tell that story as like, you're like, well, I can't do it, and everything. I think it was your sister said, well, what would it take? What would you
Yeah.
need? What would
Yeah.
you
She was
need to
like, what
have?
would it take for you to leave this job? And I listed it off, and probably within a month's time, everything on that list happened, or the availability. And one of them was, I needed like a cushion. Like, I need a financial cushion so that I can have peace of mind. Because if I'm in worry, I'm just going to attract that. And I knew that much. And I'm buying my house. And she said, well, what if you got like a second mortgage or something, and you could have that as your cushion? And I said, well, I guess I could look into that. And she goes, oh, I already got one for you, but you have to do it today because it's the last day of the special that they're running. And it was like this amazing interest rate and all the things. And I called them up, and I got in on the last day for that to happen. And so I had my cushion, and I had that security, and I got rid of my car payment, and I forget what else was supposed to happen. Everything got consolidated. I don't know. It was just everything just went wham, there you go. Now you have no more excuses. And I did. I left. I mean, everything happened. So I couldn't fall back on that. But then when I left, I went back into a fear place. It's like, oh, this isn't building up as quick as I thought it would. And I was getting a little nervous, and I hadn't taken my level two yet. I'll tell you guys that. And this is when these things were in person. You hadn't put level two online yet. And so I did go into a little bit of a panic and backpedaled. And my sister's a real estate agent, and I thought, well, I'll just get my license and then I can help her with things. And oh my God, they tortured me for that one. Oh, they got me good. They're
Not
like,
the right
that
path.
wasn't the path for you, but we let you spend that money and go do that. At the end of all of that, when I did make it to my level two, the day before I left, I sold one house, and the whole time I had my real estate license, and it got paid out to me the day before I left. And I told my sister, okay, I'm done. Take my license down or whatever I need to do, let me know. I'm done. And I just went on that trip with every intention that this is it, or I didn't know what was going to be next because I let everything else go. And so it's a journey, you guys. It's a journey. But when we get into that space, like, I had to know that it was gonna, that was when the channeling started. That was when, a lot of different things started. It's like, I just stepped into a whole different timeline when I did that. When I got on that airplane and took off, it just put me in a whole different timeline. And one of the fun memories that I have that wasn't fun in the moment, it was like spending 10 days in New Earth, being at that class with like-minded people. You had the what did you guys call the event? The where you had the guest speakers come in from all over.
Oh yeah, it wasn't it's like expansion of consciousness or something like that, expanding your consciousness, something along that line.
Yeah, so the
The
weekend before the class started, they had an event, and so I went to that as well. and met all kinds of really amazing people that were channeling and researching and metaphysics and ghost and paranormal and all the things. And I was just like a kid in a candy store, like, these people exist. And I'm sitting at lunch and dinner with them, and it was just pretty incredible. And, I wanted to pinch myself. It was just such a neat thing. And then I get back, get off the airplane, walk through the airport, come out. My kids are sitting there waiting to pick me up. I open the car door, and that's when it all ended. And everybody's fighting and bickering and da da da. And I had to get in the car because you got to get out of the way. Those airports, it's like move
Yeah.
faster if you can't move even faster. So I got in there and it was just like I was so wide open. And then here comes all of this 3D. And so when I got home, I said, okay, why did that happen? I was having such a beautiful time and such an amazing trip. And why did that happen when I got back home? Did all the chaos break out? And they said, we wanted you to be very clear the difference between 3D and 5D. And life has been different ever since.
Yeah, there's
So
nothing.
that's my story of leap of faith stuff, you guys. Since we're in the new year, this is your time. This is your space to get clear. What do you want? What would it take? How did we ask that question? What would it take for you to get that? And take some steps
Yeah,
towards
because
it.
that gets you very clear about it. What would it
Yeah.
take to get there? It doesn't mean I got to figure out the how, but I need to know what will get me, what has to happen in order for me to get there, and then let the universe go after that. It'll take it and run with it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Are we ready for
We
questions?
are ready for questions.
Good.
It's like, yeah, let me off this hot seat.
Yeah, I'm getting off of this.
Well, I have more questions for you, Tracy. I want to hear
Oh.
more about your whole story over again on repeat. I missed it.
That was the first time I've ever talked to Tiffany at the same time. That weekend or that week that I went to that. That was when I
Expanding
met
Higher
you, Tiffany, through
Consciousness
the
was the name of the
phone.
conference. Expanding Higher Consciousness.
Yeah.
I think that was
It
it.
was a
Anyway.
good conference. It was fun.
Yeah, it was our only
And I
one.
found out that there was something in my astrology chart that was the same as your mom's. I don't remember what it was. I just remember I got excited about that. Yeah.
But
All right. So what are the questions? I'm a little nervous now.
I don't have any questions for you. I'm just joking, Tracy.
Oh, good. We can
I mean, I
direct them
have
to you.
questions from others for you, but no personal questions.
Oh.
Okay, so this question's from Lisa. This has been a hot topic lately. I'm sure you all have heard about the drones. I've heard so many different takes on them. Do you believe they are alien or military?
Yes, they're both.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that gets confusing. But the military got some of their technology from alien craft. And so some of the things you're seeing up there are alien, and some of them are military or human or earth-made reverse engineering craft.
And why are they all up there together? What's your thought on that?
Well, the fact that they're not doing anything, is.
That's such a big
They
thing,
would
right?
be shooting them out of the sky if they were any kind of threat to us. They would shoot them
Exactly.
up. I think they're just, there was two things that I've heard about that. And one of them was to normalize it, normalize us
That's the
seeing
kind
it.
of thing I keep getting. It's like we'll get used to seeing things in the sky. We'll get
Yep.
used to, yeah, it's like it's that kind of a thing.
Yeah. I mean, they're saying they're coming out of the water. I've already, before any of this was even happening, I had clients that were having, like one client in particular had a, she said she incarnated in this life she's in right now because she came from the water world underneath our oceans, and they want to come to the surface. So she came up here and incarnated to try to help make it a safe place for them to
Oh,
surface.
cool. Okay.
And then here comes these people going, they're coming out of the water.
I mean, we
And
know, I mean, Mom had that in several of her books. I mean, we know there's bases under the water.
yeah. Well,
And
yeah,
there's
we've been hearing of ships coming in and out of the water a lot.
Yeah,
And I've also
exactly.
been told that there's portals under the water that take them into the inner earth. That's one of the ways to get to inner earth. So I'm not surprised we're seeing that. And I do. I think you said this last time we were asked this question. It's been happening all along. We're just waking up enough now that we're seeing it.
Yeah,
And that's part of it too. They are being more obvious with us. They aren't trying to hide it anymore. It is, there is a nor let's try to normalize this. The ones that look more like orbs and light, I
actually.
personally would say that's a UFO.
Yeah,
And
I
the ones
agree.
that are looking more like drones and actual nuts and bolts machinery is
Military.
that would be, yeah, our
It's
or
man-made.
our human version of their technology. They're helping us come up with something that works in our atmosphere. So, and yeah, for our technology and where we're at right now with our understanding.
Yeah, so just kind of tap in and discern for yourself, you know, what feels right for you as you take in this information, because that's really the only, this is how we have to move forward, is with everything. We're going to see things we don't understand, and you've got to tap into your own
Yeah.
intuition, your own stuff to figure it out for yourself, what feels right for you.
And what we always say, use your discernment. If it feels right, great. If it feels kind of wonky, pay attention to that.
Yeah,
Just,
icky. If it's
yeah.
not,
I
it'll have
mean,
icky. You'll have a sticky, icky feeling to it.
I even had somebody on my YouTube come on and say, I used to make fake UFO video footage all the time to fool people. There are people out there that want to do that and whatever. It's like, so trust your intuition. Some of that stuff is just somebody playing with AI and seeing what they can do with it and jumping on the bandwagon of everybody being excited about this because that's going to shoot their videos up and their numbers up. And, that's the world we're living in. So just be aware.
It is. Be aware and just, yeah, discern, feel it out for yourself. Remember, your truth may not be our truth, ours may not be your truth. Find your truth in
Yeah.
everything.
And we can all still be friends. Wonderful. Okay. Should we go for the next question?
So this is a follow-up question for me. Are they still out there right now?
Yeah.
Like they've been out there for, it's been weeks, right? Well,
I
okay.
just think it's normalized, so nobody's
Yeah, they're like,
it's
okay.
not getting the same attention it was getting. So less people are posting about it, but it's still happening. So,
Interesting.
yeah. The last one I saw, there were some in Vegas or something.
And they're
Like,
all over. They're not just up in, like they were saying, New Jersey. They're not just there. They're all over.
yeah.
Except here, they're not here where I live.
We
On Enigma
got
and they don't report any sightings, but it could be because this is the middle of nowhere and nobody's looking up to
it.
see.
Yeah. Nobody's looking up. We had a funny happen yesterday. So, being my birthday, we went out to a birthday lunch and we had Chinese food and my middle son Devin got a fortune cookie that said something to the effect of being abducted. It's like I can't remember the exact words, but it was something along those lines of being taken. And we get home and all of a sudden there's like this rumbling noise and this really loud, like almost like a hovering jet. My oldest son's going, Devin, they're here. I was like, oh, didn't even think about that. But yeah, that might be for you. Anyway, so I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of stories unfolding about the drones and what they're doing. And a lot of truths are going to come out about some things. I think this year will be a lot of truths will start coming out and people will get a chance to adjust to those truths and make new decisions around it, whatever it might be.
Yeah, they've got a whatever it is, they're feeling, I think a big part is they're feeling the pulse of humanity and where is everything? Is it all panic mode? Is it acceptance mode? Is it in the middle? Where are we on this whole scale? And there's probably some of everything in there, and then they're just feeling it out and got to get us more toward middle ground and acceptance. And
Yeah. I
then
heard that there was a big group of them going to Austin, Texas, and that there was somebody very in particular They're going after
Can't wait. Let me know.
Ding dong.
Yeah, who do you know in Austin?
Expecting company. Oh my goodness. Anyway, wouldn't it be fun?
If you feel the rumbling over your house, Tiffany.
I'll let you know.
Yeah. Well, maybe you will.
Yeah.
Maybe when you get back.
Oh, that's true. Maybe I'll be a different person. We don't know.
Right. That's right. Drop you in the wrong timeline or a different timeline. Can never be wrong, right?
No, never wrong. Just
Never
maybe
wrong. Maybe a different one. We'll be like, who are you?
Oh.
Or maybe you'll be president in that one. That would be fun.
Oh, that's a lot of power.
Yeah. A lot of pressure too.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of responsibility.
All right, dear one. I know that there's some fun Tiffany in the sky things going on in the chat. So find one of those magical people and let us know what they want to ask.
Magnificent Princess Tiffany.
There it
My
is.
12-year-old son was recently diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. I don't know what to ask, but why? How do I navigate this for him and myself?
Yeah. Okay. Do you have other sons or other children? Let me just put it that way, not be sons, but other children. And I ask this because what we found, one of the things we found, because it was like mom was always wondering that she was being asked, what's the reason for childhood obesity, not obesity, diabetes. And then one of her sessions, that's exactly what happened. The person that was coming for the session had childhood diabetes, and so we got information there. And it's like, this is very good explanation. In this case, this child was middle child, and the parents were both working, and all of their time was taken up trying to support the family, do all the, they're running, 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 and doing everything. And the children, you know, it's like they're doing the best they could, but you know, it's hard to divvy yourself out in all those directions. And so the middle child tended to be, they felt like they were kind of not seen and neglected. So in this other mind, it's not the conscious mind that does this, but in this other part of them, it's like, maybe if I'm sick, I can get attention. They'll give me more attention. And so that's what happened, is they became sick. They had to be taken to the doctors a lot, and they had to have testing and all these things. So in that situation, see, and it makes sense that there's probably a lot going on, and this is a way. I don't know if it's a situation, but this is, she had a session and she found this out, and that's where the information came from. So, and when I talk about a
So
session,
a
it's like,
session would be good.
yeah,
Yeah.
session would be good. Now you can't do it on with your son, but with you, it can be asked, and that could be one of your questions in the session
And you
is,
could be a surrogate for your son in this session. There is an answer to that. There's two daughters. The son is the youngest.
okay. So, yeah, so that can be it. That's what we have found, is like there's a tendency, it's like cry for attention. You know, it's not saying, oh, it's not real. I mean, it's there, it's real. It's just, see, diabetes in itself means lack of sweetness. They're not getting the joy, or they're not getting the fun, whatever. They're just not having that in their life. If they're feeling thwarted, if they're feeling kind of ignored or whatever, and or maybe, I don't know the whole story, there's words not coming to me, but just think about their world. If
Yeah.
it's something less than in their mind, then they may see, they do, we're
Well,
creative
there's
beings.
probably a lot of dynamics there because if there's two sisters, then
I
they
know
would, that
how.
could be different than how you would be with a son. I have three boys,
Well,
and I know when my nieces are around, I treat them different than I would my boys. So
I'm telling you,
there's a lot to
I have
check
a
into there.
brother. He was the youngest. There were four of us, and there's three girls and one boy, and he was the youngest. And yeah, I mean, well, especially the one that was just older than him. I mean, there was a rivalry there. I mean, they were just beating up on each other all the time. She was, you know, so it's like, just because her
You guys
girl,
get some
I
of
mean, they're
Julia's
like the twins,
background.
you know, just, you know, the boy got the run of it and the brunt of it. And so,
Yeah.
yeah, you never. So it's a matter of their, yeah, that can very well be.
And I want to point this out too, because this can feel like, oh gosh, what can I do as a parent? Remember, he chose this.
Yes.
He chose this experience. So there's something he came in with that he wanted to learn from this experience. So there is that dynamic to it as well. So, you get to look at all of these things because you're here as his mother. So you're here asking the question today. So obviously there's a piece there that you might be participating in to help him heal this. And maybe some of the information today will help you find that the route to do that. But a session would be, I think, would be really cool.
Absolutely.
And you just go to qhhtofficial.com, find a practitioner, find one in your area, or if you are a practitioner, maybe you know some others that would do a trade with you or something. But
Yeah,
there's a lot of ways
look
to
in
get a
the area.
session.
Look in the area that you're willing to travel to. I mean, it doesn't have to be your area. You can go wherever you want. If you're able to travel, go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. So very cool. Good question. And I'm sure that helped a lot of people that were listening right now. So thank you for that question. All right. Little bumblebee in the sky.
Oh,
Bumblebees are so cute. Like, who
they
wouldn't
are very
want to just
cute.
hold a bumblebee or let one
Yeah.
rest on you, maybe not hold it?
Yeah, they want to be free.
Yeah. Would not want to contain you. I would want you to be free.
Thank you. This is from Mary. Butterfly Princess Tiffany, so close. My husband says he doesn't dream. What could be the cause? And is this bad?
First of all, your husband does dream. Everybody dreams. He just doesn't remember the dreams. That's all it is. And there's nothing, I mean, that's just a natural part we go through. That happens in the theta brainwave area. And so as you're moving through it, you're seeing all these pictures and everything. That's where memories come in. That's where different things happen. But then you go right into sleep. From theta, you go into sleep. And that's just where it's really deep. It's in your delta. And that's where you don't remember. So you're remembering as you're coming back up and going in, you're seeing all the stuff, and that's where you're having the dreams. So he's probably going through that state, that part very quickly. Would you think that too, Tracy? Like maybe he goes through theta very quickly, and so that's what he doesn't. There's nothing, he's not remembering those.
And there's exercises to help someone remember dreams, but we won't get into all of that. You can look those things up, and if he wants to remember them, maybe he just doesn't even care. But if he was curious, there are ways to help him remember the dreams.
You know, and something else, dreams fade so fast. And sometimes by the time I'm through it, I'll remember. I'll just like, I had a dream, but I couldn't tell you what it was. There's no way I could tell you. I don't remember at all. I remember it was something. And it's like, and it may be something like that where he's like, oh, I don't dream, but he did, but he just completely doesn't know what it was. And so in that way, his mind is like, you didn't have one. You just talk it away. So the ones that I remember have some significance or something really important. I mean, usually I think those are visitations. Those I never forget. They just
Yeah, they
stay
stick
with
with
me.
you like it was yesterday. Yeah, I
Yeah.
agree.
But the other ones that are just dreams, they just fade so quickly. And even if I were to talk to somebody within a half an hour, sometimes it's going so fast. I'm like, I know it was, I think I've done that with Tiffany. I was like, okay, I had a really cool dream. I can't tell you what it was, but I just know it was
Yeah. Sometimes I can remember them when there's people that, like if somebody's in the dream with me that I know, like a sibling or a friend or something like that, then I can remember dreams sometimes. But I used to get, so I think I might even have it next to me, maybe not, my dream book that I would go to and look the dreams up, and it would be on my nightstand and or a tablet so I could write them down so I wouldn't forget. I'd write down the highlights. And then I would go through and I would look them up. And there's so much information in those dreams. If you guys haven't ever done dream analogy, that's kind of a fun thing to get into because you get a lot of information. A lot of your subconscious information will come through dreams, things that you didn't realize you felt or knew or, yeah, it's just a lot. But my favorite dream is when I can move objects and I can levitate and I can do all these things. And then when I wake up, I'm really mad that I can't do it in this world because it was so real. And I'm like, how come I can't bring that back with me? How to do that? especially when I want to turn a light off and I already sat down. Hate that. So, anyways, but dreams are really cool. It's kind of what got me started on past lives, but that's a longer story. Again, we already did that at the beginning, so I won't do that to you guys again. But it is the thing that got me started in past lives, is I found one through dream analogy. So it's kind of a fun thing to do.
Yeah, now something you can do when he's sleeping, you might watch, especially in the earlier part, watch his eyes. See if there's any movement of the eyes under the eyelids. That means he's seeing something. If they're moving, he's seeing something. Okay. That's just for you to know. Now go, yes, you're dreaming because I saw. I mean, he doesn't want to, this is his belief. I don't dream. I don't dream. Some people love being that person. That's okay. But you can know, I mean, if you're seeing his eyes moving under his lids, he's seeing things. Watch your animals, they do it. Watch, it's fun to watch.
Like when the dogs bark when they're sleeping. Woof, woof.
You like one.
Yeah, they're running. The dogs are the best. Like, ooh, where are you at? What are you
Exactly. And sometimes Rocket will wake up from after something like that, and he's like,
doing?
are you having a dream? He's just like, where am I?
No, they're so fun. All right, are we ready for the next one? A lovely, sweet, angelic voice of the sky. That one was new. Here she comes.
Okay, so the next three kind of have a theme going on. So get ready. I'm going to fire them at you very quickly. I want
Uh-oh.
quick answers. I'm just kidding. No, we'll do one at a time. Hashtag brat summer Tiffany. Any advice on staying? It was a theme this summer, Mom. Don't worry about it. Any advice on staying at a higher frequency while fighting for injustice and digging through ugly stuff? Thank you.
Can you go ahead and read the other two so we can kind of, I feel like that if they're a theme, then maybe we can kind of package it. Yeah.
Okay. Heavenly Tiffany, what are your tips for letting go slash acceptance? Thank you guys so much. Sending so much love. And lovely pink pixie Tiffany. Don't get distracted by my names. I know they're
You're
great.
creative, guys.
What was the question?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've been getting negative moods again lately after a couple good years of turning things around. Any advice? Thank you. Much love.
Okay. So the first one's like, how do you stay in that higher vibration when everything's yucky, essentially, when you have
Yeah, there's
a
injustices, and you're seeing that. I believe everything is a mirror. I think you're kind of on that same page, right? We're like looking at mirrors. So if there's injustices that you are noticing,
Especially if they're triggering you,
if they're triggering you, then you need to go look at why and take that little journey. When was the first time I felt like this? When has this happened before? Something's unfair here. Something's not gelling with you. So, and it'll get bigger and louder and bigger and louder. So don't ignore it. And here's a misconception too about when I become woo-woo and spiritual, I can never be grumpy or sad again. I have to always hold this high frequency. You're human. Stop it. Give yourself permission to be sad and moody and grumpy.
Mad.
And the person that was at the end that says, I've been holding and sustaining this, and now this grumpy thing's coming up. Everybody's had that, by the way, the last couple of months. That's in the astrology. It's meant to drag up the stuff that you've had this reprieve so that you could practice the 5D, but we still got to finish healing the 3D stuff. And so you're taking a reprieve now and healing some 3D stuff, and then you'll be back in that high frequency again. So I think again, if you're dealing with something, don't try to, oh, I'm not supposed to be in that energy. I want to be over here in this high frequency stuff. You're not going to be able to get there if this is over here going, yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo.
Exactly.
You got to go look at it and
Yeah,
go
look
look
at it, but just
why.
know, just you can do it, maybe look at it from a different perspective rather than it being, the knee-jerk reaction and getting all emotionally involved in it. Just maybe pull back and look at it. Maybe if you can, with emotions removed, just try to get a 30,000 foot view if you can and see it from that perspective, because then you're not so emotionally and personally connected to it. and you can kind of be more objective about it. That would be,
Like
that's your
how specific you got about the height. Go
yeah.
30,000 feet above.
Exactly. That's
Not
a
to rise above it,
really
but 30,000
big
feet.
picture. Well, look at the big picture, and then
That's whenever you can get on your computer again.
yeah.
Oh my gosh, airplane. You know what I'm saying.
Oh, at 30,000, you can get on the computer again.
You
Oh,
can
I
get
get
on
it.
your computer again.
I don't get on the computer on the
That's
plane.
when the Wi-Fi is now available, so now you can view
Every time I tried on the last flight, the Wi-Fi was never working on my computer. So I'm like, forget it. I am not supposed to be on the computer when I'm
when you're
flying. I'm
flying.
supposed to just
Okay.
relax.
There you go. Yeah.
I tried and it just
So
wasn't. But yeah.
in these situations, I think what bottom line, you want to look at what are the emotions that are coming up. The injustices, what doesn't feel fair, what's not fair in your world right now, or where are you judging someone else? We'll sit there and go, oh, I don't judge other people, and then we do, I'll do that, and then I'll turn around and make another comment. Oh, wait, that was a judgment. Oh, and some of the littlest things that we don't even think are, they are, and
They
so
are. They are.
it's. We come from this critical world, right? And so it's really easy to fall into that and not realize you're doing it. But look at why do you feel like it's unjust? What if this person needed to sign up to have that experience? And if you're getting in the way of that, they're not getting what they need. Or when somebody's having a hard time, every time we go swoop in to fix it for them, then they got to go through it again, but they go through it even worse because it has to get bigger each time, so we'll get our lessons. And I've had this happen before. Swoop in, save one of the kids. Oh, you're in a bad situation here. Let me fix that. Well, then they took my resources away so that I couldn't do it. So be careful. Ask before you fix something else. And maybe you're not meant to. They need to have that.
Exactly. Does that kind of mean maybe mind your own business? Take care of you.
Yeah, take care of you and.
Each person will take care of themselves. You do you.
Yeah. One of the things I think is kind of a fun thing to remember is, you have your guides and your angels and your helpers. So do they. And they also came with a plan and with a
It's so
strategy and all
easy
the
to
things.
forget, especially with children.
Yeah.
So easy to forget. They have their own plan. They have their own guidance team. They have all of the resources. Let them be. Let them have their life.
They're on the right path. And you can always offer guidance, but don't try to fix things for others and help teach them to fish. That's the thing, right? Teach them to fish so that they can eat for a lifetime. Let them fix it. Let them find the answer. It's like when we were kids growing up, dad would pay us an allowance, right? And then when we wanted to go buy something, we had to use our own money. Well, then we took care of it a little better than when he bought it for us. And then
Exactly.
it didn't mean as much, and we were kind of reckless with it. And so when it came out of our pockets, we were more respectful and took care of our stuff. And I think it's kind of the same thing. You got to let somebody else, you got to let them fix their own stuff because if someone keeps coming in and fixing it for them, they're not going to,
You don't appreciate it.
don't appreciate it.
You didn't
They,
get the
and
lesson,
then
whatever the
by
learning
the end of
was.
the day, you're the bad guy anyway, at the end of the day, because you were, whatever you did, they didn't appreciate it in the end. And so even though you were trying to help, you end up being the bad guy. So be careful. Check in. Is this the appropriate thing to do? Follow your guidance. Don't assume.
Yeah, absolutely. And part of that was how do you let go? So I think that again is just by allowing and respecting other people to have their own stuff. So you just let these, you're detaching your connection to all these things. You're there for support. I think that's the best thing. You're there for support if somebody asks and they want help.
Yeah, no unsolicited advice.
Yeah, you take care of you, and that automatically helps everyone around you because you're teaching by example. You don't have to do all this saving. You just take care of you, do you. I know
Yeah.
sometimes that feels like it's really selfish, but that's probably the best thing you can do for yourself and others.
Yeah. But that supportive piece, that's good. Like If Julia and I call each other, if I've got something going on, she listens and then she says, well, what do you want to do about it? You know, she's not saying, here, you need to do this and this and this. And, you know, it's more like, let's bounce some ideas around. What do you think would help that situation? What would you rather it be? What do you want it to look like? And she just asks the right questions, and that helps me come to my own conclusions and answers. That would be a great way to be a supportive person to a friend or a loved one, is to just ask them what would they like to have instead, or what do they see that they could do to change the situation, and just encourage them to find their answers. Or send them to a session. That's
Exactly.
always our answer too. A QHHT session might be beneficial.
They get answers. They
Mm-hmm.
get sessions are fantastic. You get all kinds of guidance.
Yeah.
Let them, that way they're asking the questions, they're trying, they're getting the solutions for themselves.
Yeah. Yep. And they usually make a lot of sense. They may not like some of the answers, but then they understand why that's happening in their world. So,
Exactly.
okay. Do we have time for a quick
Good
question?
question. Yeah.
Quick question, Tiffany. Quick one.
Hopefully this is quick.
Okay.
Tiffany, question for my favorite ladies. Are there others having headaches, warmth over the head, back pain in the last few days?
I have been hearing about things. Yes. Yes.
I'm sitting there going, well, yeah, I did, but that was probably because I had too much sugar, too much. I've been having the feasts, you know, the Christmas and New Year's and birthday.
Yeah, but your
So,
body doesn't have to. See, we always, oh, that's belief that it's caused by these things. It's
true.
not, it's just messing
But the,
with. So,
yeah, but before all the holidays, to be honest, yeah, a lot of people asking the same kind of questions, going through some, physical changes, what do we call those symptoms of the shift? But
what I'm getting right now is we are going through a major shift, and I think you
yeah.
said 2 weeks ago too, but it's like there is major stuff happening right now, and the body is just trying to catch up, and it's trying to, it's
Well,
letting you know.
if you look at the Schumann resonance, it's like spiking and solar flares, and then you've got all this stuff going on cellularly with our bodies to get ready for 5D. And that's been being told to us that that's happening in this time frame too, that our cells are trying to adjust to the energy to be ready as it keeps shifting. You know, they're not going to just whammy us, but it does, they
The
kind
body
of
couldn't
trickle
handle
it
it.
in.
The body could not handle it if it just went here to here. It can't. So it has to do this gradual shifting. It's like up a level and plateau, up a level, plateau, up a level. We just went up a level, and that's why the body's going, ah.
Yeah.
It'll get better. It's breaking in. It's getting used to it. So,
And a soul speak trick to do too is talk to it,
yeah,
talk to the
absolutely.
symptom.
What are you trying to tell me?
What do you want me to
What do you
know?
want me to know? Exactly. Just talk to
Yeah.
it. It'll tell you.
And find out what emotion is there, you know, when you're talking to it. Because I think a lower or the back was mentioned, and that's your support. That's the thing that holds you up, right? So talk to it, find out, ask if there's an emotion being held there, and then just be in the feelings. I don't know. I teach people this trick in my office sometimes, because some people, when you ask them a question, they're like this, and they're, you know, it's an NLP thing where you're looking, where you're putting your eyes. But if you want to get into the emotions, and this is why journaling works, look down. It brings you into the body. It brings you into the motions. That's why journaling works, because you're writing. That's why it's important to write it, not type it, because then you're sitting up like this. But if you're writing it, then your head's down and you're getting into the emotions. Just a little tip for the day.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, we've got our time notice.
Yeah.
So, how about real quick? Anything QHHT, we have retreats, we have courses, we have practitioners. Anything you could ever want is at QHHTofficial.com. And if you would like to be a practitioner, Tracy has a code to get you some percentage off
That's
for those
right.
ones.
My code is the magic is real, all one word. The magic is real. You put that in, you'll get 10% off. Okay.
Okay. And then, Tracy, where can they find you?
TracyMahan.com. And can I throw in real quick? Egypt is in April, Iceland is in June. The retreat is in May.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
I'm sitting there, I was doing this the other day, going, oh my gosh, look at all these things coming up. So go to the website, go to qhhtofficial.com for the retreat information for QHHT. You do not need to be a practitioner to go to that. Lots of people that are not practitioners go and celebrate and be like-minded with us. And
Absolutely.
then if you want Iceland, Egypt, go to tracymahan.com. You can find information there. Okay. And Tiffany, do
Thanks.
you have anything last words for everybody?
Hope everybody has a fantastic new year, and we will see you next week.
Yay.
Wonderful. Bye,
Bye,
everyone.
everybody.
Love you.